Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And Leroy Thompson is with us today. Praise God, Dara, Louisiana. Leroy, this is one of the most outstanding testimonies of the working of the blessing of God. It's just, when you go back to Leroy's ancestry in the Darrell, Louisiana area, his ancestors were slaves in that very area where the church is now. And that was just a little small church of 75 people or so, and had been there for a long, long time. And all of a sudden you got a hold of the word of faith, and the word of God began to work right there in that little town that just so small, just nothing there but the church and just almost nothing. And now, praise God, I mean, people have come in there from all over the place, subdivision after subdivision. There's another one going in there now, I understand, it'll build, what, 1,500 homes is going in there. It's amazing. For a long time, the church was bigger than the whole town.
That's right.
And it's the blessing of God at work around this man, and the established word of God in a place will change the whole place.
You prophesied. You prophesied. You came many years ago. You said because of the anointing and because of the atmosphere, this place will explode. And prophetically, just like you spoke it, that's what's happening right now.
Praise God.
No doubt about it. Yes,
the word in action.
The word in action.
The blessing and maketh rich. Hallelujah. Praise God. Leroy, let's get back over in there in 2 Timothy. This is just such a powerful thing. 2 Timothy 3:16.
Yes, sir.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for structure, God's way of doing things, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, why? Why did God say that? Right here. That the man of God may be perfect or matured, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Yes, sir.
That means he can accomplish anything God tells him to do.
Exactly. Exactly, Brother Colbert.
It don't make any difference whether he's in a car business, whether he's an attorney, a preacher, no matter.
No.
Well, if God's called you to do that, you can do it. It bigger than life.
Wherever God call you, He'll bless you and He'll increase you.
But you got to get this job done, don't you?
These things have to be dealt with. The Lord spoke to me and said these things. That's why I said in the opening on yesterday, there are seven key factors that every believer need to know urgently about their financial situation and how to change it God's way. And then in 2 Timothy 3:16, there's four major things. Now, Brother Copeland, we dealt with the first one, doctrine, about the established order of God. I mean, you can't be out of order and expect God to bless you. We, the average believer, know that. But then the next one in this teaching is the reproof. That word reproof. That word reproof means the dismantling of erroneous teaching and thinking. When the word of God comes, it does not only bring teaching of doctrine or established order of God, but if there's something in your life that need to be dealt with, and this is why a lot of Christians fall off it, and those of you who are listening to this broadcast, let the word of God speak to your heart. There's something that the Holy Spirit will take the word of God and dismantle, things that, as you say, Jerry called it, blessing blockers.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that are blocking your blessing, blocking your finances, thoughts, deceptive teaching, wrong training. But when the word of God, the inspired word of God, begin to develop and work in your spirit, it's sort of like the psalmist says in the 139th Psalm in the 23rd verse, search me, O God, know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So when the word of God is really at work in a portion on a certain subject, and we're talking about finances, a lot of erroneous teaching and thinking about God's wealth, God's increase, God's abundance, God's overflow, even the word that is not used in the church, the Lord been dealing with me about it, opulence. You don't hear that word in the church. You don't hear lavish abundance. The world took those words, but those words are the believer's spiritual birthright.
Yes, sir.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, Esther, down the line, Solomon, they walked in opulence. They walked in wealth, riches, and increase.
Well, those words are in the Hebrew text,
yes,
and they're in the Greek text, but they didn't get translated that way because of men's ideas that...
Traditional thinking that God want us to be poor, God want us to be broke. Absolutely not. God has an assignment in the earth's realm that is going to take stewards who are financially capable of sending forth the gospel. In the first chapter of Zechariah, talking about it. He said, my cities shall be spread by prosperity. In Zechariah 1:17, that's the way you're going to spread the city. That's the way the gospel is going to be spread. So the dismantling of this erroneous thinking and erroneous teaching can only be dismantled by the word of God proclamated by the Holy Ghost. Because man alone, just a normal teaching and a normal reading and a normal dividing of the word of God will not dismantle something. Dismantling, Brother Colby, means it's something got to be torn apart. It's something that don't want to leave. Even in the aspect of demonical forces has to be dismantled. Greed, stinginess, thinking about just yourself, all those things have to leave you before you can walk in the wealth of God. Mm-hmm. You can't want to just be blessed. You've got to have the criteria of being a blessing. You can't just take in. You got to be ready to put out. And so God, as a work to handle God's wealth and God's treasures, there's a wealth. There's a working that has to take place in the individual heart. Not only their heart. A lot of times people talk about the heart, but the mind.
Mm-hmm.
When Paul was praying in Philippians, he says, the peace of God shall keep our heart and mind. Because further down the line, we're going to find out our thinking has a lot to do with the wealth of God. How we think. Do we think rich? Do we think abundance? Do we think overflow? Do we think the blessings of God coming to me every day? Do you think every step should be a step of increase? Do you think it's time for the manifestation of your tithe? There are people been tithing. There's something that need to be dismantled so the manifestation of those tithes can come through.
Yeah.
God, it seemed like that wealth is just sitting there over God's, over the church head, and it's ready to come down. But the word of God has to do a work, because once you start flowing in this kind of wealth, you're going to have the wisdom of God, you're going to have the understanding of God, you're going to have the knowledge of God, and I'll talk about that. That's three of those seven things that I'm talking about. But this dismantling part is the part. Guess what happened? I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for 30 years. When the word of God come in true anointing, it will bring all four things in play. It will bring the doctrine, it will bring reproof, it will bring correction, and it will bring instruction. Now, doctrine is the established order of God. Instruction is the systematic application of the word of God in your life. But between the instruction and the doctrine, there's these. Reproof, this dismantling factor. What happened to the average Christian? Let me speak to your heart today. What happened to the average Christian is when the dismantling part come, they think they are being cut wrong. They think that I don't have to take this. Yes, you do have to take this, because it's God getting some things out of your life that need to leave, that he can put in your life what he wants to put in it. So dismantling is very important. What usually happened? Here's what happened. When the dismantling part of the inspired word of God begin to take place in someone's life, they jump church.
Yeah.
They leave and go find another church.
Yes, sir.
That is not teaching this, because this is not what they want to hear, but this is what they need. And they're wondering why it's not working is because you keep running. Let the word of God dismantle all erroneous teaching and thinking, and then you are able to think the thoughts of God and receive the real teaching from God.
Well, a person has to be teachable. You know?
Teachable.
You have to put yourself in a place to where somebody that has something in their body that's killing them and the surgeon goes to take it out, well, you don't want to jump off the table before he has a chance to sew you up. I mean,
that's a good illustration, and
that's what people do because it is uncomfortable. You start hearing things that start really slapping your jaws spiritually. And it starts, you know, really striking. You begin to see, man alive, this is just undoing everything I thought. Well, that's a good thing.
Well, make them angry. See, if you say, you know, sometimes I'm teaching, I say, what's your broke self? Nobody want to hear that. I know that. But the Spirit of God, he's digging in now.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you settle down, all the anger leave. When you settle down, everybody going, you know, you really say, I really am broke. I shouldn't be broke as I am. But when you first hear it, you take on the connotation as a man talking to a man, or a man talking to a woman.
Remember,
you don't hear the Spirit of God.
I remember some years ago, you made a statement. We were having 30 days of meetings here on property, 30 days of glory, we called it. And you came and preached and preached and preached, and our whole operation, our whole ministry and all went up to another level during that time. You made the statement during that time that you may have $40,000, $50,000 in your savings account and think you've really got some money. You ain't got no money.
I got no money.
$50,000 won't last. It won't last 6 months. Man, if you were really hit hard some way and that was all you had, you hadn't got any money.
You haven't got any money.
Well, people, who does he think he is? And preachers got offended and said, why, people have saved all their lives and you just insulted their savings account. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
that thing needed insulting.
Dismantled.
You ought to have a couple of million in there instead of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Now, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 used to be a sizable sum, but not anymore.
It isn't anymore.
And that's the problem with this whole dismantling thing. Somebody get their feelings hurt.
When a real prophet come to town, there's going to be a stirring.
He's going to walk all over you.
Yeah, when a real prophet, because he come to get results. You know, he didn't come to get an audience or an applaud. He came to carry out the mission of God for his people. So he's going to, like Jeremiah, you know, he told Jeremiah, root out, tear down, rebuild. God, when God want to get something across, he's going to bring it out. And that if that prophet obey God or that person that speaker obey God, quite naturally you're going to be cut sometime.
And Leroy, there's another element in this too. We're out of time. The whole... this whole age is gone. And things that are happening now have to happen in a hurry. It's got to change in a hurry. And the world is going to hell in droves.
My goodness.
Time's gone. Time as we've known it is gone forever.
Yeah.
So things have to change, and they have to change quick. And there's some rooting out of the doubt and unbelief's got to be rooted out of there.
Definitely so. God told me about the revelation of money coming. He told me, he says, money cometh is not a slogan. It's not a phrase. And he said, money cometh, going to be here until Jesus come. Now, I understand the interpretation after some months, what he was saying. He was saying this message is the message that's going to undergird the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this gospel can be preached to all the world.
That's really
you've got to have the finances to do it.
That's really what it's about.
That's what it's about. That's about equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. That's people think it's about material things. About I talk about cars, talk about houses and stuff, just to let them know that they can have that. But the major message is money with a mission. The major message is that the body of Christ have the finances to carry out the assignment that so many people who have not heard the gospel can hear the gospel. Not only that, the second line is that those who hear the gospel can be discipled right, that they may carry the gospel to other people. That's what the finance is all about. Now, the little dressing that you have, a nice car and stuff like that, you can have that. But the major forte of this money thing is you've got to have some money in order to send some money out.
Now, you go back to what you read in Ecclesiastes, that the picture that's still in my mind.
Yeah, I know it. Evil.
Where the servant is on the horse, the servant's got the nice car, and the prince is riding the bus. Now, that's wrong.
You got a word in it.
Because if he's walking, as in what we read in Ecclesiastes,
absolutely,
the prince was walking and the servant riding the horse. That means that the prince doesn't have the wherewithal to buy the horse, own the horse, and give the horse, and sell the horse into the ministry. He doesn't have the money to buy the car. He's struggling just to have a car of his own. Well, if the gospel is done correctly, I not only have a nice car for my family, a nice car for us to drive, a nice home to live in, but I can bring a car into your ministry. I can put a car in the mission field. I can put trucks. And so that's what the thing is all about. If I know how to believe God for a car,
hallelujah,
I know how to believe for one to put in the field. And that's what we're here to do.
That's what we're here to do. And that's what we're ministering about. And, you know, over in Zechariah, I was slapped in the face reading the book of Zechariah. The Lord told me, look at a text. And he says, the heathen are at ease. And he said, God said, it made God jealous. And he said, they rubbed it in my face. And they're constantly rubbing it in God's face that he does not take care of his children. And God knocked on the door and said, let me take care of you. Let me take care of you so you can be a witness to my glory and to my goodness and to my love. That men will say, that's the kind of God I want to serve, a caring, loving God. He said, if you read Zechariah 1, he said, a heathen are at ease. And the children of God struggling. And God said, that make me jealous. And he said, my city should be spread by prosperity.
Wrong. That's the wrong picture to the world.
And then another word over in Ecclesiastes, when you brought it back up, I skipped over that word, dignity.
Yeah.
The dignity of God at stake. The dignity of Jesus at stake. The dignity of the Holy Spirit at stake. Because they say it so much. And we are seeing so little. And it's because meditation, revelation, understanding, wisdom, acceptance, and faith has to be applied. There are people of God that are listening to this broadcast that are hungry for more of God. And God wants them to have the finances so they can have time to read, time to meditate, time to go to your meeting, time to come to my meeting. To develop themselves to get this gospel out. It takes money to do all that. And the dignity going to come back to the church. When the church start walking in the promises of God, the wealth of God, and a man and a woman does not have to spend a whole week trying to figure out how they're going to do it for this month, how they're going to make it. That's the most major problem. That's what sickness and disease and all major sickness and disease come from. Stress, high blood pressure, diabetes. Divorce is coming from financial stress. And that's why we have to hear this word. We have to begin to frame our finances with the word of God and let the Holy Spirit take the word of God and dismantle Mark 7:13 out of our lives. See, the tradition of men have made the word of God of none effect. If I just can get more pastors and more prophet and more evangelists and more teachers to understand that I'm for them with this message. This message is not a message that's been taken out of the Word of God, out of the premises of the Holy Spirit. It's a message that's been lost in the earth realm, in the church world, that the Lord has to bring back. You said time out. See, Jesus coming. Mm-hmm. And so this message, the Lord says he's not playing around with this message. This is an end time message. Finances is an end time message. We dab in, we dab out, we get scared, we get fearful. This too much, that too much. What is too much? There's no such thing as too much. God is the God of more than enough. God is the God of the overflow. If you do what he tells you to do, there are people got needs. If I don't get it or you don't get it, somebody don't get it to help those people, they're going to go under. They don't know how to get it. So this divine order of God, this dismantling, then the correction from that text, 2 Timothy 3:16, the assimilation of truth in the thought process, the assimilation of truth. The word of God, when the word come by inspiration, it begin to assimilate truth in the thought process, then we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, I'm going to go ahead of myself a little bit, but I want to put this out. You are a thinking spirit. You are a believing spirit, and you are a speaking spirit. Now, I remember I received it from you about the speaking spirit, and I was meditating on the thought process and how to think like God. And God says, in my word, didn't I say in my word? I think it's Ephesians 3:23, about a renewing of the spirit of your mind. He says, you are a thinking spirit. And we know the scriptures say you believe with your heart. Mm-hmm. We know the heart right. And the spirit are interchangeable. So the Lord says you're a thinking spirit, you are a believing spirit, and you are a speaking spirit. And later on, during the broadcast, I'm going to get into those three also and bring them together by scripture.
Rich. Praise God. Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
When the frame of a new wall rests on a solid foundation, the transaction of weight allows construction to continue and a home is created. God's Word created everything in this world and is the divine foundation that we can trust in and build our lives upon. The Divine Transaction Package is two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson. In framing your world with the Word of God, you'll learn to line up your thinking with God's Word so that you can know and act on His will for your life. Learn to confess the Lordship of Jesus over every circumstance. In Money Cometh to the Body of Christ, you'll get step-by-step instructions to make adjustments and take action to see God's prosperity come into your life. This package is designed to help you get God's perspective on finances and the foundation of His supply to accomplish your part in fulfilling the Great Commission and bring in the harvest of souls in these exciting days.
Order the Divine Transaction Package today for only $18. This package includes two books by Dr. Leroy Thompson, Framing Your World with the Word of God and Money Cometh. These dynamic books bring insight into your financial future. Purchase your package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Divine Transaction Package today.
Now, the thing that I like so much about your book on framing your world with the Word of God, it's not a book that talks about all these things. You just took step by step by step. This is how you do this.
Yes, sir.
This is how you release faith. This is how you believe God. I mean, use those very words. This is how. And it's a manual kind of a book where you can just go through there. If you'll follow this and go to the scripture and follow that, then you get this result. I mean, it's a blessed thing. So get hold of those books. It's important for your life. Now, let me tell you this. If you're trying to prosper in this world and you're trying to do it without Jesus, you are kidding yourself. Absolutely. If you gained all the property in the world and lose your own soul, you have profited nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Doesn't even count for anything. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Brother Leroy and I are going to lead you in prayer right now. Just pray it out loud enough you can hear it with your own ears. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands
for. I repent of the past.
I repent of the past.
You're my future, Jesus.
You're my future, Jesus.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that with us today, use the information that's on your screen there, and I want to send you these five little books, free and postpaid, to help you get started reading your Bible, along with just a little simple brochure on how to study your Bible. This is vitally important information. Praise God. We want you to have a great new year. That's what this thing is all about. It's not just Happy New Year, you know, and act crazy for a few hours. No. We're talking about truly a happy new year. Well, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Leroy Thompson reminding you that Jesus is the Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Request your free salvation package online at kcm.org. 5 free books that will help you begin your exciting new walk with God. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, your year to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
You will never, by the system, have enough money to give like God wants you to give. You will never see it unless you get in the realm of asking the wise question. And the right question here is, what does God say about it?